now offering new lower prices. 10x10 dry storage units, $50 per month. 10x15 units, $60 per month. Roomy 10x20 units, $80 per month. Lowest price of the year on climate control storage units. Summer cleaning, store your stuff with confidence. 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property and security lighting. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. Lots to get to today. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
Fine. I actually wrote on Twitter last night in looking at those games in the you pick 'em contest. This the Carolina Alliance Bank pick 'em contest this week. That there are 11 games. I wrote I picked three of them. Eight of them I don't want to touch. And then I wrote, I guess I'll have to ask Ramona. So that was a fairly popular tweet. So, you know.
I like it.
Yeah. And there was
maybe actually, you won't be shushing me
there,
in the future.
There was actually one guy who thought I was serious. He was commending me for doing that. But, you know, hey listen, look, here's the thing. We're going to go over those games today. I have a million things in college football I want to get to. I have some strange stories I want to get to as well. Obviously, from a basketball standpoint, a bit of a disappointment earlier today at 10:45 when Uzziah James, a South Carolina product, decided that he would go to Tennessee. And I think that surprised people. I offered no comment on his status when people asked me because I have no idea. I mean, I know what those all of those outlets were suggesting. They were all suggesting Clemson. But I didn't know. I had people call me at my home today to discuss that. People who are rooting for other teams, like Carolina fans, for example. And Carolina fans suggesting that, you know, oh, this is a devastating loss for Clemson and you know, that type of thing. I don't think it's a devastating loss. First of all, if it's a loss at all, I think it's a loss in terms of momentum. I think the Clemson basketball program of late had had a lot of momentum. Solid recruits, important piece of the puzzle returns to your program. A real positive. Actually, the momentum probably started when Reed and Mitchell decided to return. texter said, I'm just here to hear Ramona troll quack. This is wrong.
That's wrong.
Yeah, but
it is enjoyable also. It is.
Oh, man.
I mean, I've had a good week.
Yeah.
It may not last.
No, you've had a good 3 weeks.
That's true.
Yeah.
Didn't I come in second? You haven't had
like your worst week is 7-3.
That is correct.
And that's,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's not too shabby. Not too shabby at all.
You're gonna shush me again, I guess not.
Well, I may not be picking Boise State again. Uzziah James is a talented guy, and I think that he will help any program that he goes to. And look, I'm not saying what I'm about to say. I'm not saying because he went to Tennessee. He's an interesting player to me. He's a player that needs a lot of development. You know, people view him as a 6'6 point guard. That's how he's discussed. I'm not sure that he has a good enough handle to be a 6'6 point guard. I watched his film yesterday in anticipation of this, and I don't know that that's the position he's destined to play. No, I think he has a high basketball IQ. I think he knows how to play the game. I think there are a lot of things to like about the kid. Certainly, Brad Brownell would like to have had some of that size in a perimeter player. I don't think he's an outstanding athlete. I think he's a good athlete, but not an outstanding athlete. But I don't think it's the end of the world. I just don't. I know that's how people are reacting. And the reason people are reacting that way is because you bought into the fact that, you know, at 10:45, this kid was going to announce he was coming to Clemson. Well, he didn't. And I just don't think it's the end of the world. I think the Clemson basketball program is really headed in the right direction. If you don't get this one, you get some other one. No offense. That type of player is not really how Clemson's going to win long term anyway. It's not the way it's going to be done here. The Zion Williamson type of player is not the way it's going to be done here. Would you like to land a player or two like that? Sure. And will that happen? Yes, I think it will. But, you know, people act like this the end of the world. Clemson is going to be a top basketball team this year. They're going to compete for the ACC title, and they're going to compete for a national title. They have all the ingredients. So there's that. I think that when you look at the direction of this program, it's just all positive. And so this is a minor bump to me. This is not the end of the world. You know, people talking about, well, he's going to be a one and done player. Well, look, his game's going to have to improve a lot to be a one and done player. I mean, you know, at the highest level of competition, he shot 35%. From the field. His shot isn't great. It needs work. I think what I like best about him is his overall basketball IQ and his size. But, you know, he's not a guy who, when I watch his film, he doesn't like jump off the page to me. This guy, he doesn't scream top 10 draft pick. He's not, in my mind, that type of player. He's a guy who actually is going to need development. Again, that's not to say that Clemson wouldn't love to have had him. They would. And I'm not implying that. Absolutely, Clemson would love to have had him. I'm just saying that, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world. I don't think it's the end of the world. I think that we make too much of this. And maybe it's a football recruiting thing. And yeah, again, you would like to get that. I said, wow, Walt, that's a huge statement to say compete for ACC and national title. Yeah, look, that's who Clemson is right now. Tournament play is won by guards. It's the way it's always been. And Clemson has great guards. Not good guards, great guards. And they have two ball handlers who at the end of games shoot like 87% from the free throw line. So the ball is in their hand at the end of games, and they shoot like 87%, and they're hyper experienced. You're not going to find a more experienced team in the country right now than Clemson in terms of their primary players. And it's a team that went down the road last year. You know, people forget. We act like this team didn't go 25-10. They were a 25-10 team that rallied against Kansas in the NCAA tournament and nearly came back and won that game. And they basically bring back all of the key components except DeVoe. And I think the core of this team is really good. And I think can compete against anybody. You know, again, as we talked about, that start of the year, that schedule is really difficult at the start. But if Clemson turns that to their advantage, then it's going to be a downhill toboggan ride. If Clemson turns that to their advantage. That game one at Duke sounds bad. And it's another example of the league seemingly having it in for Clemson. At least that's how people perceive it. But I think it's a game that Clemson could well steal. Because Duke is, again, a freshman team. It's a really young basketball team. You know, they don't get put through too much out of conference. And they're not going to see a backcourt like they're going to see in Clemson. And Clemson's experience, now look, could officials turn it Duke's way? That's always a danger there. That's always an inherent danger going to Cameron. You know, I used to say, Ramona, that you have to beat Duke by 10 to 12 points to win at Cameron. Because otherwise, this league's not going to let them lose.
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
I always used to say, you have to beat them by 10 to 12. And it wasn't just me. Remember Danny Ainge was there scouting? He said it was the most embarrassing thing he's ever seen, that they get every call. And Ainge didn't have a dog in the fight. And that's what he said. And he was right. To beat Duke in that building, you really have to win the game by 10 to 12 because that's your margin. You know, in other words, if you're only 6 points better than Duke at Cameron, you're not going to win because they're not going to let you. I'm sorry, the league, the officials, they're not going to let you. So you have to beat them by 10 to 12 to beat them by two. You follow my drift? You have to have that type of built-in working margin in order to take them down. But I think Clemson can do that. I think Clemson can win that game and take them down. And if Clemson wins that game, and forget the Syracuse game for a minute. I think Syracuse is going to be very good, but I think they'll find enough losses. I don't think you're going to win every one of those games. Let's say you take the Duke game and you lose the Syracuse game. If you come home and take the Virginia game, now you're cooking with gas. If you get those two games at the start, then everything is going your way from that point forward the rest of the year. And I think that's conceivable. You know, Virginia is going to be an interesting team. Duke plays no road games, Tyler, so save it. They play no road games. They never have. The only road games they ever play are forced road games. They only play neutral site games. Duke's the most embarrassing team in history from an OOC scheduling standpoint. So save it. It's pointless. They don't play any road games ever. Ever, ever, ever. It's funny. In football, people get on teams that do that. But in basketball, Duke's been allowed to do it forever. And you look at the rest of this league, and again, I think North Carolina is going to be good. I think Syracuse is going to be good. I think Virginia Tech is going to be good. Obviously, Virginia is going to be good. But, you know, you have to sort of think back to what we just witnessed in the last NCAA tournament. And if it's out of sight, out of mind, let me offer you this little refresher. Virginia, number one seed, became the first number one to lose. They lost to University of Maryland, Baltimore County. And they didn't just lose. They got destroyed by 20 points. 74-54. Destroyed. Humiliated. And this is the whole history of Bennett's program at Virginia. You know, they're a 30-game regular season team. They win the league every year. They win the league. They win the conference tournament. Look, they've been the best team in the ACC the last 5 years if you just look at ACC play. If you look at ACC regular season standings, if you look at ACC conference tournament, Virginia has clearly been the top team the last 5 years. It is inarguable. No one else has any say. Not Duke, not North Carolina, unless you expand that conversation to include the postseason tournament, the NCAA tournament. But from a strictly ACC standpoint, Virginia's been the dominant team. Now, Virginia has some players. You know, Kyle Guy can play. He can play. You know, Ty Jerome can play. They lose Hall, but they bring back DeAndre Hunter, who was injured at the end of last year. And that's a big loss because, look, Hunter may be the best player in this league if he's healthy. Hunter is a freak. Hunter is a difference maker for Virginia. I'm not sure anybody else has a Hunter, at least right now. I think North Carolina is going to be very good. I think I said that. I think they have two freshmen who are both going to be impactful players who play with a bit of an edge and are tougher defensively than you would expect freshmen to be. My point is Clemson's right in this mix. Clemson is in this mix with North Carolina, with Duke, with Virginia, perhaps with Syracuse, and we'll see what happens with Virginia Tech. But I think Clemson is a top four team in this league, and I think Clemson's absolutely capable of winning the ACC regular season, absolutely capable of winning the postseason conference tournament. In fact, barring injury, they might be my favorite to win the ACC conference tourney, which is how the ACC traditionally crowns their champion. And since Clemson went down the road last year in the NCAA tournament and I assume learned from that experience, they are bound to be a more dangerous tournament this team this year, not just based on that experience, but based on their age and maturity, especially where it matters in the backcourt. Let me tell you about four hymns and what hymns can mean to you. Look, performance issues are common. If you're a male, testosterone levels start declining in your late 20s. It's the way it is. This is a common issue that everybody faces. And our answer is, you know, we don't have time. We don't want to face embarrassment. We don't want to go have prescriptions filled. So what we do is we turn to the internet. And at 2 a.m., you're on the internet ordering something from, you know, some herb from somewhere in Africa in which there's, you know, no, there's nothing about it that is known to science. You don't really want to do that. It's not advisable. You end up like Lamar Odom. Look, here's what Hims does. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical grade solutions to treat issues. You know, the well-known brand names, the blue pill, etc., these have come off patent, so now they're available. And for Hims is making them available at great prices. No snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. Prescription solutions only, backed by science. No waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits, no lines. Save hours. Go to 4hims.com. It's so easy. A few quick questions. You chat with a doctor for a confidential review. Your products are shipped directly to your door. Try Hims for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See the website for full details. That would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4hims.com/RoadRage5, the number 5. That's 4hims.com, Road Rage, the number 5. 4hims.com/RoadRage, the number 5. Quick break, Walt Tip Tula, Road Rage.
Do you love pets? How about helping Clemson Paw Partners? We're a nonprofit organization that cares about animal welfare, and we are in need of help. If you would like to help, go to clemsonpawpartners.org, and please be responsible. Spay and neuter your pets. Lack of doing so causes many pets to go unwanted and are in need of homes. Our mission is to improve animal welfare and decrease pet overpopulation in our community. Donations help low-income families with the cost of spay and neuter and other necessary medical treatments. Please follow us on Facebook at Clemson Paw Partners.
Relax, Tigertown. Founders Federal Credit Union is in Clemson. Our full-service office is located on Old Greenville Highway next to Walmart Neighborhood Market, just 2 miles from campus. And with 4 on-campus ATMs, Founders is the only financial institution you need in Clemson. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
Did you know total knee replacement and total hip replacement surgery can be done as outpatient surgery, and you can literally walk and go home that same day? I'm Kathy Witham, and I'm one of the clinical directors at the Surgery Center at Pelham. We're now in our third year of doing total joint replacements as outpatient surgery. Many people don't know this operation can be performed on an outpatient basis. If you're in need of a total knee replacement or a total hip replacement surgery, I would encourage you to give us a call. You will be directed to me, and we'll determine if you're qualified for this surgery. Here at the Surgery Center at Pelham, we have assembled a team of specially trained and highly skilled staff that provides you the convenience of having surgery performed safely outside the hospital setting. Learn more about us online at newkneereplacement.com. That's newkneereplacement.com.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Do you have a love-hate relationship with your credit card? You love the freedom and convenience the credit card gives you, but you hate the high interest rates? And let's face it, they're high. 17, 18, even 20% APR? That's pretty outrageous. But with Lightstream's credit card consolidation loan, rather than throwing your money away on high interest payments, you can get a much lower rate, as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. And today, if you want an even lower rate, apply at lightstream.com/radio for a special discount. Plus, with Lightstream, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your rates won't budge. They'll stay low. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, which means you can pay off your credit card and start paying an interest rate you can really love, thanks to Lightstream.
Ready to start saving? Apply now at lightstream.com/radio. That's right. Get your extra discount by applying today at lightstream.com/radio. That's lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kind of spooks me out.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Hey, it's a party over here. Bring your people to the other side. Take them back roads. You might want to bring your other ride. Big chrome wheels, custom paint. That ain't cutting it. Nobbies with the mud flaps. Sweepy on some couple.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage. We're at WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want in? Now's a good time. We've been incredibly busy the last few weeks. I know people have struggled getting in, but you can get in right now if you know what you want to talk about. Let me tell you about MyBookie. MyBookie's been in business for years. Their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so right off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. They have the fastest payout. Seriously, just 2 business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash. Win big today. Look, I'd only recommend a service to my listeners that means good. And here's the thing. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They pay. It's that simple. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, Yeah, yeah. The most rewarding player perks in the business and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. That's MyBookie. Join now. MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO, capital letters, to activate your offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. That's the way it works. All right, Ramona, I want to take a look at those games for the Carolina Alliance Bank You Pick 'Em contest, if you can pull them up for me. You know the Vontae Davis thing? Texas, will Zion start at Duke against Clemson? I would think so, yeah. You know, the Vontae Davis thing, it's funny. I know people aren't used to seeing somebody walk away at halftime, and I know even some of his teammates really verbally went after him for what he did. And I understand all that. I understand the code. I understand. I get all that. You know, but here's another thing. If you're not going to be out there giving your best, then you're doing a disservice to your teammates. If it's not in your heart anymore to play and to play in a competitive way, then your team isn't benefiting from your presence, even if you're a starter. I know what he did was unusual. I'm not advocating what he did. But this guy doesn't have a history of anything. He actually has a history of sort of supporting noble causes. And maybe, I don't know. Maybe something in his mind, body said, look, I have kids. I have a life. This is it. And maybe that's the moment it came to him. And maybe at that moment, he just knew that he couldn't be a Bill anymore, that he couldn't be a player anymore, that he wasn't going to be doing his team any service. I know he's been roundly criticized, and to an extent, I get it. But in another way, I sort of respect it, oddly. I think this is a guy who just instantly knew. You know, people say, well, why didn't he make that decision during the week? Why didn't he say it in advance? Because maybe he didn't know then. Maybe it was something he was mulling over. Maybe it was a dead end to him. You know, 11-year veteran. Maybe he just realized all of a sudden that, look, my mind and my body are not in this anymore, and this team isn't very good. You know, and so, and maybe if the Bills were a competitive team that might be a playoff contender, then perhaps that would have influenced his decision. Remember when Barry Sanders walked away in the prime of his career and people just couldn't understand it? To this day, I have believed that Barry Sanders just felt like he was at a dead end, that he was on a losing team, the team was no good around him, he had no hope to win, and he just decided, what's the point? I've got all the yards I want, you know, I have the personal accolades, but I'm never going to get these things that I want here. And maybe it was a confluence of things that came together at the right time, and Barry Sanders walked away. You know, again, I get Texas is maybe at a moment of depression due to concussion. It may be. I just don't feel comfortable judging him in this. I really don't. I think the whole world has jumped on him, but I don't know. Part of me just can understand that he just knew when. And maybe he didn't know. Maybe he felt like in his heart that this is where he was headed. He was headed toward that end, but maybe he was unsure of how or when to end it. And he did it in a way. He didn't make a scene. He just more or less walked away. And again, I understand the people who have trouble with it. I understand the code. I understand responsibility to your teammates. But again, my answer to that is, if he understands in that moment that he is no longer capable of giving 100% or giving his best effort, then what favor is he doing his team by continuing to play? You know, I think there's something to that. I don't know. I'm not going to engage in the criticism of Davis because I think I understand it. I really do. I know that, as I indicated, I think that it, you know, we talk about team and we talk about responsibility to teammates and all that. But again, I think you can flip that in his case, as I indicated. If he's not going to be his best, if he can't commit 100% in his mind and body, then he's not doing his teammates any favor either. And maybe that's how he saw it. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. See, Texas says, I'd rather him walk away when he knows than hang around too long. That's how you get hurt. Hats off to Vontae. I sort of agree with that. He's not doing anything. Look, he's not doing anything to his benefit here. He's going to lose a lot of money over it. You know, I understand the way the Bills can handle his financial situation. They're going to be able to, he's basically giving up a lot of money. So there's nothing that he gains here other than he just knows when. And as I indicated, in an odd sort of way, I actually sort of respect it. I think I understand it. Ramona, give me those games this week. We'll talk a little bit about Georgia Tech and Clemson a little bit. You know, there's some interesting elements of this game. You know, Georgia Tech's a 1-2 team, but maybe one of the best 1-2 teams in the country. I mean, statistically, they are, and they have nothing to show for it. I mean, I think anyone who's watched their games realizes they should be 3-0. I mean, they dominated South Florida, had over 600 yards. That was a fluky game. They had 2 10-point leads and should have ended the game when they fumbled at the 10-yard line. You know, hey, look, sometimes these close games can go either way. Sometimes they go your way, sometimes they don't, especially for teams that don't have the level of talent that a Clemson, Ohio State, or an Alabama has. But we'll talk about that matchup and whether there's any reason to have interest in it. Larry from Easy wants to know, is that the same for Spurrier? See, I sort of said at the time, I think it is. I sort of understood it in his case too. Now, his is a little different because he's in charge of people. You know, Vontae Davis isn't in charge of anybody. He's in charge of himself. You know, he's an employee. In Spurrier's case, he's an overseer, or was. And so I think it's a little different in that regard, but I also think that at his age, you may just get to a point where you just say you're done. And I know it's hard for people to understand. Now, Spurrier has proven since then that maybe he wasn't all that tired. But he let the program go. And maybe that's what it was. You know, I don't know. Maybe there were other factors there. Maybe he knew that he had let the program go. Maybe he knew that recruiting had sunk to a level which would no longer support his wisecracks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, you know.
Could be.
Yeah, you can only crack wise if you have talent. So,
that's true.
So maybe there's that. Tex says, hey, Walt, just curious if Mike Williams is doing better this year coming off the injury. That's from Blake and Liberty. He is. He had a touchdown pass. His first NFL touchdown catch, caught it in traffic, was a high point ball situation, knew he was going to be hit and absorbed the contact anyway. So there's some good early signs out of Mike Williams in San Diego now that he's back. So that is a good thing. All right, Ramona, give me the slate of games, and this is the first we've discussed them on air. I think this slate of games is incredibly difficult. Incredibly difficult. You know, normally what I do when I look at these games is I have a first impression on X number of games, 5-6 games. I just circle those teams right off the bat. I know instantly from what I know of those teams that I'm going to pick a particular side. In this case, when I looked at it, my first instinct was I didn't have any first instinct. There were no games that I just wanted to circle immediately. Ultimately, there were 3 that I circled. But the other 8, I left open. The other 8. That's how close I think those games are. I think they could go either way. So, by the way, texter on Mike Williams' catch said one of the best catches of week 2. Yeah, it was a good grab. He knew he was going to be hit. Matthew says, is Notre Dame at Wake Forest on the pick'em? They are. And I think it's a tough game, tougher than people think. I mean, I've not been impressed with Notre Dame. Now, I think Wake has some issues, particularly on the back end of that defense. That's what happens when you lose the best safety you ever played at your school. So I think there's that. All right, Ramona, I'll tell you what we'll do. Oops, my clock is not functioning. Here's what we'll do. We will take a quick break, and we'll get back to this on the other side. It's Walt Diptula, Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You want to get in and join the conversation, you are welcome to. 654-7627, 654-7627.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list, high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today, Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson, or online at mnlsupply.com.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
This is George Jeffries again with Metal Building Supply in Piedmont. Do you have nuts? Well, we do, and bolts, panels, trims, and all the accessories you would need to do that shed project or roof on your home. Give us a call and talk to Kevin Brown. We can offer the names of contractors in the area and help you with the materials you need to solve those problems on your commercial building or your home. That's Metal Building Supply, 1500 Elrod Road, just off exit 39 and I-85 in Piedmont. Or call 295-0506 and ask for Kevin.
Each week, you have a chance as a Roar listener to help choose the high school game of the week in the Friar Dixon All-State Poll. Go to WCCPFM.com and vote for the matchup you want us to carry. Brought to you by Clemson alum Friar Dixon, All-State agent in Clemson.
Do you want bigger biceps? Do you want to increase your bench by 58 pounds in 6 weeks? Protein is not enough. 75 to 90% of your protein is wasted and not used for muscle building. Optinas works genetically to redirect protein to your muscles. Clinical trials showed a 12-time increase in arm size and 3-time increase in lean body mass compared to a placebo. Experience Optinas. Go to upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com.
Before any vehicle can be called an Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned, it must pass a stringent 172-point inspection by their factory-trained techs. An Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned ensures your satisfaction with its extended warranty, roadside assistance, and vehicle history report. Buy your Anderson Ford Certified Pre-Owned with confidence from the supreme team at Anderson Ford. Exit 19 on Clemson Boulevard. Anderson Ford. Online at AndersonFordSC.com.
It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
He talks about sports on the radio.
Back to Walt and Ramona.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about Dr. Andrew Wintman and what he can mean to you and your company. Dr. Andrew Wintman is founder of the Mental Toughness Training Center, a leadership consultancy specializing in peak performance, team dynamics, resolving conflict in your workplace. He's the author of the book Ground Zero Leadership, CEO of You. He teaches strategies on how to take control of your thoughts, feelings, attitudes, actions, especially under high pressure, while sharing his experiences in combat and high-threat environments across the globe. Look, Andrew Wintman is a unique individual. He has real-life experiences in combat, in the training of fellow military personnel, Navy SEALs, Marines, Rangers, Special Forces. He was a lead instructor with the State Department. He brings these techniques to you and your company. And quite honestly, he's an astonishing speaker. Mesmerizing. It's not stuff that you just hear and it leaves you. It sticks. And if you actually implement his strategies, you can see, if you're in business, you can see a remarkable change in your bottom line. Andrew successfully added tens of millions in profit to his clients' bottom line through his trademark cellular problem-solving methods. You know, again, I've sat in on Andrew's talks, and he is remarkable. And if you, this is a great opportunity for you, because for a limited time, just for WCCP listeners, Andrew's going to deliver this customized training to your organization that exactly fits your budget. So if you call now, 864-977-1443, 864-977-1443, or go to getwarriortough.com, call him and tell him I sent you. You'll learn how to unlock the brain's power and potential to thrive in any situation, how to keep fear and anxiety from hijacking your emotions, how to defeat the negative effects of stress, how to effectively manage your response in any crisis, how to resolve conflict and consistently increase performance of your entire team. Look, if you want to change the nature of who you are as a person or as a business entity, as a corporate entity, you need to bring Andrew Wintman in. Bottom line, 864-977-1443. Call him. You want in, now's a good time. 654-7627, 654-7627. You know, Lumby wrote me and said, I think whoever wins the turnover battle will win the Notre Dame at weight game. Notre Dame hasn't proven they can score points. Hartman just has to stop throwing interceptions, and Wake is in this thing and could win it. Yeah, I agree with that. The problem is he's like Santa Claus right now. He gives the ball way too much. And that's my concern about him. I don't think Notre Dame's looked impressive at all. My two concerns about Wake are Hartman's turnovers and the back end of that defense. Now, Wimbush is still not an accurate thrower. And even though he has talent at receiver, he can't really activate it. You know, before we get to the games, which we'll get to in a minute, I was going through total offensive and defensive ratings today, not for the Clemson-Georgia Tech game, but with a mind's eye on the Sucks Out Loud, the Road Rage Sucks Out Loud bottom 10, which is coming your way today, which already a ton of people have retweeted. So that's coming your way today. We're going to have some fun with that. So I was looking down the total offense rankings and the total defense rankings, and I saw this sort of surprising number. You know who's 20th in the country in total offense? Clemson. 513 yards a game, 7.47 yards a play. Remember, the cutoff for any up-tempo team is 5.5. If you're not averaging at least 5.5 per play, you shouldn't be running that offense because you're actually hurting yourself in your defense. So that's the cutoff. Clemson, 2 yards above the cutoff, 7.47, a very good number. So Clemson, number 20, total offense, 513 yards a game, 7.47 per play. You know who 21 is? It was easy to find because they were right next to him.
Yeah.
Number 21 is Georgia Tech.
Ah.
510.3, so 2.7 yards less per game, 7.02 per play. Almost identical numbers to Clemson in terms of offensive production, total offense. And then you look at total defense, and this is an area where you would think Clemson has an enormous advantage over Georgia Tech, and in fact, they do, but the numbers are a little odd. Clemson's total defense ranked 10th, 268 yards per game, 4.32 per play, and Georgia Tech 23rd. 302 yards per game, 5.04 per play, which is better than they've ever been in recent times. What those numbers aptly demonstrate is that Georgia Tech should be 3-0. And they should. I mean, anyone who watched those games knows it should be a 3-0 team. It's not. You can't, well, listen, if in the way college football is today, you just can't make mistakes and win games. Even if you're Clemson or an Ohio State or even teams on that level can't afford mistakes. But if you're not on that level, you absolutely can't afford mistakes. You can't give up 100-yard kick returns. You can't fumble at the 10-yard line. You just can't make those mistakes because it's the difference between winning and losing. Georgia Tech has been the best team on the field for every game they played this year. And anyone who watched the games realizes that. But they didn't win them. And they're going to have to figure that out. And I don't know that they're going to figure it out against Clemson. I think they'll compete in this game, though. I think you get their best effort. I think they'll compete. And I still think they could go on to win the Coastal, even with losing this game. I still think they could go on to win the Coastal. They're not going to win this game, I don't think, but I'm not so sure they can't win the rest of them. They own Virginia Tech right now. I think they'll beat Virginia Tech. I don't care where the game is played. Justin Fuente has not beaten Paul Johnson. He's 0-2. He couldn't beat him when he had freshman offensive linemen and a first-time quarterback in Blacksburg. And I think Tech should have beaten Miami last year, and I think they'll beat Miami in Miami in Atlanta this year. So, you know, we'll see what they are. But this is just the nature of football. Statistically, Georgia Tech is a much better team than they've played. Texas says those numbers are ridiculous numbers because I've watched Georgia Tech play defense and it's horrible. It's not true. I mean, I'm sorry, you're just wrong. I mean, I don't know what to say to you. You know, you're just wrong. The numbers are the numbers. Georgia Tech's played two real opponents thus far. Most people in the country haven't. And those are the numbers. I'm sorry, that's the fact. You can't argue with the fact. You know, they have a new defensive coordinator and a new system. If you didn't think there were going to be some mistakes made in game one, well, that was an error in judgment. I'll tell you what their biggest mistake was. Their biggest mistake was playing a game at South Florida. Why would you go play at a team that won 10 games? I don't know when that game was scheduled or who's responsible for it, but why go play that game? Why go play that game in South Florida at 12 noon in 100-degree weather? Why? You know, I don't understand why NC State's going to Marshall. I'm not giving any home and home. If I'm an NC State, I'm not giving any home and home with Marshall. And I don't even know if that's the case. I think it is, yeah. But I'm not giving that. I'm not sure why these teams schedule those games. I don't know what's to gain by going and playing a team like that, especially, again, they have an inherent advantage in 100 degrees. Now, it may not have looked that way during the game. But I think the point is, this isn't a prototypical 1-2 team. It's a better team than that. Now, do they match up against Clemson? No. You know why? Because here's a little secret for you. Nobody does. Shh, don't tell anybody. Nobody does. You know, I think it's funny that people sort of say, well, you know, look, Georgia Tech can't beat Clemson now. Who can? I'm sorry, did I miss something? Who else in the ACC is beating Clemson on a regular basis now? Who else? Miami? Virginia Tech? Who else? Who's beating Clemson on a regular basis? Nobody. Nobody. You want to know why? Because of guys like Lawrence and Wilkins. You know, everybody talks about Brent Venables and how he's defended Georgia Tech, and I love Brent Venables. I was the first person on air to suggest his hire. But this is about those players. It's about being able to block those guys. And you know what? They're the same problem for everybody. They're not just a problem for what Georgia Tech does offensively. They're a problem for what every single team does offensively. They're really good. They're really good. Clemson's better than everybody in the country other than Alabama. So it's not a Georgia Tech issue. I don't know where that comes from. It's an everybody issue. Everybody has issues with Clemson right now. Everybody. There's not a team in the ACC that wants to play Clemson. And it's not going to change. And the rest of these teams, here's their life. Their life is they're going to have one good year and a couple average years or a couple down years. That's the way it's going to be. There's not going to be any consistent contender. Yeah, that's the way it is. Texas says, could Boston College sneak up this year on Clemson? Yeah, because in a 1 or 2 year run, I think Boston College is in the midst of it now. I've said this since last year. I warned about the rise of BC the week prior to the Clemson game last year. There was no A.J. Dillon yet. He hadn't done anything. No one knew who Brown was. And I warned about that team's rise. We played it. I warned about the combination of Brown and Dillon and the rise of Boston College. I talked all offseason about how they averaged 40 points a game the second half of last year and seemingly nobody knew it. BC's that team right now. Is it going to last? No. I have some BC followers now because of stuff I said. They seem to think this is going to be a long-term deal. I don't. I think BC has the Brown years and the Dillon years. The Brown and Dillon years BC has. So if that's this year and next year, and then maybe that's it. But yeah, they have a chance, and I don't see those other teams in the Atlantic beating them. But I think people misread a lot of this stuff. And a simple fact is that Georgia Tech's been to the ACC title game 3 times, won one, and could have won the other two. The other two were buzzer games with Florida State. Who else in the ACC Coastal can say that? Nobody. Only Virginia Tech. And that was under a prior coach. Only Virginia Tech. So, you know, look, Georgia Tech, from their standpoint and Johnson's standpoint, they need to clean some stuff up. I think they will. I think they still may be the best team in that side of the conference. So, and Atlanta historically has been a bit of a challenge. I think you're going to get their best shot. I don't think they're winning, but I think you're going to get their best shot. And after that, I think they may actually turn it around. We'll see. We'll see if they can clean things up. You can't keep making the type of mistakes they are, though. Texas says, lost to Pitt really hurts Georgia Tech. Yeah, no, it does. He says, can't see Tech beating Duke, Miami, and Va Tech. They'll have to beat all of them to win the Coastal. They will. That's a fair point. It's a fair point. Look, that's what they've done to themselves, all right? The South Florida game, they should have just let go. But, you know, injuries played a part of it. Taquan Marshall was banged up. I personally think Johnson should have gone with Oliver last week instead of playing an injured Marshall. And I don't know what his status is this week. I mean, I don't know if he's better or not. I still think they need to play Oliver some because I think Oliver gives them a running dimension that they don't have with Taquan Marshall. But, yeah, look, they've set themselves up now. That Pittsburgh game, I'll be honest, I watched that game. They have no right losing to that team. They should not lose to that Pittsburgh team. That Pittsburgh team is just not very good. I mean, I'm not even sure North Carolina can't beat them. That loss was, I think, much more troublesome than the other. But, you know, I think you could still see, you know, sort of who they are statistically. And who they are statistically is sort of shocking in that Clemson's 20 in total offense at 513 yards a game. Georgia Tech's 21 at 510.3. Both teams averaging over 7 yards a play. In total defense, Clemson at number 10 nationally, 4.32. And sort of shockingly, Georgia Tech, number 23 at 5.04. We'll see what it means for the game. I think what it means is you may not have a ton of points in this game. And I think it's going to be probably a little more competitive than people think. But at the end of the day, I still think Clemson wins the game. We'll see how it plays out. Tess says BC should go 10-2, but Adazio tends to drop a game or two. Hey, look, everybody does. I mean, I think that's the point. Everybody does. And I think that's what BC's going. I mean, there's a chance BC's unbeaten when Clemson plays them. I think BC could be a top 10 type team by the time that game is played. Now, look, they need to go take care of David Blow and Purdue and Jeff Brohm. That offense put up like 600 yards last week on Missouri. And so they're feeling a little bit better about themselves. I just don't think that Purdue defense can stop that Boston College offense. I think that's going to be the big problem. We'll take a quick break. You want in 654-7627.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Yeah! Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse.